No, he's away.
So we started the shtickle from the Nesivos, from the Pasuk on Shir HaShirim. Let's maybe look at it again and then go weiter. Pasuk says, "Yishbati eschem b'nai Yerushalayim b'tzavokos, b'tzavoyos, o b'eles asodeh, im te'iru, im to'iriru, es ha'ava, at techpetz." We said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a shvur with Bnei Yerushalayim. Bnei Yerushalayim are the Umas HaElam. I don't know why the Bnei Yerushalayim is called Umas HaElam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a deal, a shvur with the Umas HaElam. So when Yisrael does the Rotzon of Hashem, then they're called Tzavois, they're called legions. They're called the legions of Hashem. And when they don't do the Rotzavan of Hashem, they call the Yeles HaSodeh, the Chais HaSodeh. Claimer, we said, Bein Shi Yisrael Tovim Uroim, whether Klal Yisrael is good or bad, Bein Shi Yu Begeda Tzavois, Bein Shi Yu Begeda Ayolois, whichever they are, whether they're Magdi Tzavois, which is bad, or good, or Ayolos, which is bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashbir Sa'umos Oida Shnei Dvorim. Hashem Mashbiyaz, he makes a shvur, he makes a gezeira on the Umas HaElam for two things. Im ti'oiru loshen sina, claimer, im ti'gromu l'archik es yom yivishuv shemayim, v'ti'nasiu ayusam chas v'lom kosh boku. That's the first one. You can make Klal Yisrael hated by Hashem, chas v'chalil. You could be marchik Yisrael mi'avim shuv shemayim. V'ayin ha'sheni, על השבוע, אם תאיר את האבר, אין ברשותכם להצעה ישראל כל כך. התשובים בצורי, זירם לא יראה בתשובה את האבר שבין ישראל למוקר. השם ווייט. אולי ישראל ישוב ותצא מבחיר עושם, הטוי ובעצמו, maybe they'll come to the return with בחירה for themselves, לכן רק שיגיע זמן הגאולה, ויהיה אפשר יהיה להתאחד עוד, Hashem waits and waits and waits until he can't wait anymore. The time for the Gula has come. They still haven't turned around. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will lift up above over them. He said, Amelech Kasha Kahaman, in order to arouse them to do tshuva. That's until there's desire. Until Hashem desires to redeem us. Hashem wants that the Ummah will call us so much tzar that we'll be chozer b'tshuva. That's the remarkable lesson we saw yesterday. Now I'm trying to understand what we said yesterday. Well, what does all this mean? Tell us, if you are right, the Ummah Soil are called this, the Bnei Yerushalayim. What are these two aspects? Let's try to understand what's going on here. Nitalets meinu shnei sigu yehudim toivim v'roim tzavois v'ayelos asodim. Imagine two Jews, good and bad. The one's called tzavois and the other one's called ayelos asodim. Hayudim atoivim hein begedet tzavois Hashem v'loich mei melchomas Hashem. Eilem hayudim achayim al pidina atoirim v'kayimim oise b'mesiris. Those are the Jews we mentioned that live as kiddush Hashem. They keep the Torah b'mesiris. They live al pi chukim ha'Torah. Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazir es Umas HaElam shelo yafri el yehudim ha'elu la'aver es Hashem. Those Jews, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a shvur with Umas HaElam that they mustn't afraid these people to serve Hashem. Shelo yimnoi mehem lishmo al kesh ha'aver ben Hashem Yisbarach lebonov. You don't prevent my children from having a relationship with me. Hashem Mazirim, Al Tigmeru Tigromoi Pirud V'Sina B'Neinu Chas V'Chalilah. Don't you create separation and hatred between me and my children. V'Al Te'iriru Milim Eilu Mityachoses L'Yudim Shenichsholu Beruchnis. The second ones are the ones that are Nichshol in Ruchnis. Eilu She'enim Oisim Esroim Etzel Shol Mokim. They're the ones that are not doing the Rotz of Hashem. והם בחינס הילס הסודר ובחינס עד שתחופץ הקודש ברוך הוא מעניין שישובו בכיחס עצמו השם רוצים תשובה על נאות ורק אם לא תהיה ברירה If there's no choice, the gears mana acharon, we're at the last moment. You know, in Mashiach to come, after the tshuva, Yamed aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Kasha Kahaman Ad Shem Yeshuvu La'avosu. Hashem will raise over them a Haman who will cause them to do tshuva. Ulefita Cheinu Landeinu, so according to what we've been saying all along, She'inyan Zehu Keneged Shnei Chelki Akeda, that fits in with the two pieces of the Akeda. Keneged Akeda Zitzah Keneged Shchita Sa'el, the Poel. Those are the two aspects of the Akeda. It was Yitzchok, and then there was the Shchita Sa'el. Yishnam says to the Yehudim, Yehudi Shehu Beged Et Savoyz, Oy says, Yitzchok Shemok Avarehu Ki Yitzchok Avinu Oyle Tmima. That's the Yitzchok Avinu, who was an Oyle Tmima, who gave up himself on the Mizbeah. Kol Chai Ve'yakoli La'Hashem V'Tafkid Yehu L'Kadish As Hashem B'Chayot. He was totally given over to Hashem. He had nothing in this world except Hashem. And his whole tafkid in the world was to Mekadosh Shem Shem. He was Mekadosh Es Hashem while he was alive. Yehudi Zeh Asher Oked Es Ritzonoisav La'Aviv Shemayim. He completely binds his Rotzon to the Rotzon of Hashem. Whatever Hashem wants, that's what I do. Why? Because I'm bound to that. Eino Nishchat B'Pol. He doesn't get shechted. ברגע האחרון המלך קרא מן השמיים ומחלצה וגזירס המיסה כי יצחק אבינו בשייסה. He doesn't get killed. לומסוי, חי יהודי שנדמה כאלס הסודק. There's all Jews living in the world called אילס הסודק. הוא מדרצס חופשי בין האילונויס שהם אומסוילם. He dances around and plays freely with אומסוילם. He has no, whatever, he's free. חופשי. I'm חופשי. He has his freedom. That's what he wants. Mistabech behem v'nechaz behavaleihem v'shigoyseihem. He gets caught up in all their nonsense and all their meshugasim and all the goyishkeit. Kedivre Chazal bezvach bekarnov. His horns are caught up in the bush. He's completely entangled in the goyish world. V'kach ha-makorosh b'ochu l'avram. Kach heim atidin b'necho. Nechozin b'umaz v'nizbochim b'tzoreis v'nimshochim b'makleis l'malkus. That's what your children are going to look like in the future. They're going to be completely caught up with the Ummah Sa'ilam, entangled in all their tzoras, and they're going to go from one malchus to the next. They're going to go from this one to this one, they're going to drag around, trying to be like the goyim. Yehudi zeh yadam le'alas asode. Heimu lo yaskin l'shuv el Hashem l'kadosh es Hashem b'chayev. They don't wake up and return to Hashem while they're alive. Who you kaddish is Hashem b'moyse, dome yishboch k'tzvi ka'al rachmon l'tzlav. He'll makaddish Hashem in his death. His blood will be spilt like a tzvi and a ka'al rachmon l'tzlav. That's represented by the shchita sa'ayel. V'nira shelakach romzu chazal, the remez here from the chazal, v'rabbonan amri, Hashbian b'doire es shmad b'tzavoyes she'osu tzvoyne b'oilam tzvoyneish b'oilam v'she'asiti tzvoyne b'hem tzvoyne ha'ilu rutzoyne not rotzo o b'yeles asode she'shoif kin dama malkedus shmi kedama tzvi v'dama ail or they will be like a'eles asode and they will spill their blood to be mekadosh my name like the blood of a tzvi and the blood of an ail. Hodahu diksiv ki alecha horgonu kol hayoyim. That's what it says. And for you, ki alecha horgonu kol hayoyim. Klal Yisrael is murdered every day. Shad sheyagia doire shel shmad ein lehem reshus la'ayir el oire sa'av. Until it comes to gzeir shmad, the Ummah Sa'olam have no permission to wake us up and to arouse us to come back to Hashem with others. Ah, kasher yachofetz varotzen binyan zemes. Hashem is barach. Yishpoz domem keles asodem. When the rotzen comes from Hashem, he sees there's no other way to bring Klal Yisrael back, then their blood will be spilt like a keles asodem. It's our state. Tov. Those are two aspects that come out of the Akeda. There's Yitzhak Avinu, who's occured himself and he's binding himself. That's the Jew who lives on Kiddush Hashem. And then there's the iron who mamash got shechted, who's tangled up with his horns in the bushes. He's a representation of the Yid that doesn't live up here on Hashem, and he doesn't live his life on Kiddush Hashem, so he dies on Kiddush Hashem. No, take the two. It's based on the Nesivos HaMishpat, based on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. That's Avoseinu Kedoshim Avraham Yitzhak Hatbiu Bonu Yesod Godol. Avraham and Yitzhak implanted in us a very deep concept. Yehudim Uhusii Mesiras Nefesh. A Jew is a creature of Mesiras Nefesh. Im Zocho Moises Nafshu Ki Yitzhak Voikeres Atzmoy Veren Tzoysov Bechayel Hashem Yisborach. If he's Zoyche and he's Oker himself, he binds himself to Hashem's Ritzoynes while he's alive. Good. Ulam Gami Mochas Vechalini Lo Zocho Lekach. Even if Chas Vechalini, he doesn't merit that. Velo Yenutek Meshar Sheres Hazav Shel Am Yisrael. It doesn't mean that he's discarded from the golden chain of Klal Yisrael. He's still a link in the chain. Who Yishchat Ha'ayil V'yikadish Es Hashem B'moysa. Ki kol mi shelev shomei lo. Everybody whose heart still has a way to understand. Doesn't mean your heart, it means your mind. When the Torah talks about your heart, it's talking about your mind. Meivin ki dvarim elu einim rayonois ba'alma. Understands, it's not just nice ideas, not like a geschmack of what. Everything makes nice sense now, we've got all the pieces in place. B'dora achron hirgish v'chava am Yisrael al-basore es doire shel shmad. The last generation felt the gzeiras of shmad, they were door of shmad, they felt it in the flesh. Hayuzeh dor shebo nishpach dam yudi ketzvi kail. Jewish blood was very, very cheap in the Second World War. דור שבו הסייחסו ליהודים כבהים זמם שכלושן חזל אני מטרס בסור חום כאילוס הסודר. כמו אם כתובה says, Hashem says, I matter your flesh like a ילס הסודר. Jewish blood, Jewish lives are worth nothing. And they were treated ממש like בהימס. עד למלחום הסועילם השנייה עד לשואה לא נשמע כדובה זה בולדוס האנושית. Until the Second World War, there was never such a thing. The human race never heard of such a thing. Shetakum ume b'tiyat zvubi mibnei Adam, shetitl oireis Adam v'tasem em ha'olim lemanoi reis. That a nation came up and skinned people in order to make lampshades? There was such a thing before? Shetaaruch nisyoim mibnei Adam mishol. Hayu chayas ma'abada? Ayisaze sham yuchidish al kiddush Hashem ke'elus ha'soda. It was an unusual, unique moment of kiddush Hashem ke'elus ha'soda. Hasho ayisa ha'ayis gashmus shel shchitas ha'al b'mayis ha'keda. There was the actualization of the shchitas ha'al b'mayis ha'keda. Ha'masarfois v'taya gazim hayu ha'mizbeach shel Avraham Avinu. The gas chambers and the ovens were mizbeach set up Avraham Avinu. Sham na'aku v'nishchetu revovois Yehudim karbonos shenizrak doma v'hugtu ra'avim al gabi ha'mizbeach. Karbonos kadoshi ka'oile kalil la'Hashem. The oile, the entire oile goes up to Hashem. There's no part that we have access to. Al ha'polduch v'yareach as Hashem reach ha'nichoyach m'forshim chazal ha'reach nichoyach ha'reach reach Doire shel shmad. It's a midrash. What is that reyach and ichoyach, that smell of the kabonas that gives a shit? That's a door shel shmad. Yudim rabim shad loises manayu nechozim bezvach bekaneim. Multitudes of Jews before the war completely caught up in the goyish world. Kudua. Keren bala achayim esamele says gavosom. What's the horn? Why dafka the horn? The horn is a symbol of gaiva. The guy that got them caught up and entangled in the goyish world. They gave up their Jewish pride. And what did they substitute it with? German pride. And he brought them back to Avos Hashem. Yudim shekvar shleish doyres notoshuas ayudosom. Jews at three generations had already been no shaykhs to the Jewish kite. Nirdofu al yedei agoyim yimach shmo. If your grandfather was Jewish, they went after you. They were also brought up on the Mizbech and Makriv Lifnei Hashem. It's not an exaggeration to say that they were brought up as Kabbonis and they were Makadosh Hashem. There were Gedolei Yisrael that gave Shirim in Hilchos Kiddush Hashem. When Bochanan spoke before they took him away, he spoke about what it means to be a Korban. And that you have to write Makshavas because Pigel can bottle the Kabbonis. With plenty musogim, they felt it themselves. The material am chishes arayoyin amuv leil nispais echad mesipurim sheiru betekufas ashor leechad memachanois hashmada huve yehudi mitboil el kaben shivim. Assimilated Jew, 70 years old, was brought to one of the camps. Hayaze biyemei achreinim shel milchomas ha'olam hashniyah. This was towards the end of the war. Oysa kashish italech kol hayom v'tzaak akol bashmati, akol bashmati. Walking around screaming the whole day, it's all my fault, it's all my fault.
Is he still doing this in the Shoah?
Huh?
Is he still doing this in the Shoah?
It's the end of the Shoah.
Is this, who's saying this? Is
some yid that was walking around.
Who's reporting this? Is it Rav Talba or is it the...
I don't know. It's a story from the Shoah. I don't know who the eyewitness here was.
It's not a continuation of the Nesiv Shalom, though.
No. We finished in the Siddur Shamuel. He's bringing the story just to illustrate this concept, which we brought from the Akedah, which was highlighted by the Nesivas. This is Amishpat, not the Siddur Shalom. This is Amishpat, Rav Yaakov Lisser. Lesun isoy anashim sviva ila shachne oto ki yizbiret atzmoy hu shoma al shtike vitpayesh nedabe. People wanted to know, what are you talking about? What's your fault? What are you... wouldn't say anything. Embarrassed to talk. לבסוף הצליח אחד מהסירי המחנה לדוי ובסיודי וכל הוא סיפר. Eventually somebody got him to open up and explain what he needs. הכל באשמתי, it's all my fault. לא שמעתי בקול של אמי לפני 50 שנה. I didn't listen to my mother 50 years ago. לפני 50 שנה התחננה אמי לפני שלא אעשה גויה לאישה. 50 years ago, my mother begged me not to marry a shiksa. Cheshavti az laatzmi, ma ikva mivina? Imi askena, what does my old boba, my mother know? What does she understand? Imriti es pia menasati li isha Germania. I didn't listen to my mother and I married a boy, married a German. It was very common, by the way. You think we have an assimilation problem today? The assimilation problem before the Holocaust was extreme. Hayulanu chaim nifloim v'kimu mishpacha nederus. We had a wonderful life and we raised a beautiful family. Yesh li yeladim v'nechadim, children, grandchildren. Hine v'echad hayomim, itkabtsu mishpachti hanederus, v'amri likach. One day, my beautiful, wonderful family gathered me around and they said, Abba, ata Yehudi. V'ein cha shaykh aleinu, you're not shaykh to us. הלך אל הלכס עם כל היהודים האחרים. You must go with all the other Jews. הם לא הסתפקו בדבורים. They didn't just speak. אלו הסגירו אותי ליד הגסטאפו. They went and they took him and handed him over to the Gestapo. הבונים שלי, עצומי ובשורי, הסגירו אותי. My children, my flesh and blood, betrayed me to the Gestapo. אשתי שלי, הסגירו אותי. My wife, הכל זה באשמתי, it's all my fault. הכל באשמתי, אמי הזקנה היטיבה להבין הרבה יויסי ממני. My mother understood much better than me. היה לה לשמוע בקולה, I should have listened to her. ואשר למדנו, כאשר תנתן רשות לאומס העולם לבנוי ירושלים, להכביד את העולם על ישראל, ולאורס של ישראל הקדוש ברוך הוא. When they get given permission, it's a young Klal Yisrael, and to bring them back to love for Hashem, hey, Yeshiva, Phyllis, Adu Achre. The last Jew's gonna come back. Hashem's not leaving any Jews behind. The Bilti Yadach, Mimini Yadach, no one's getting pushed away. Kafishinema, Gamim Ye Nidocha, Bakatsa Shemaim, Misham, Yiketzach, Hashem, Lokecho. Even if you will be dispersed to the ends of the heavens, from there I'll bring you back. Simcha Wasserman Zatzel said we went to take leave of the Prophet's time for the last time. as he was walking out, the Chofetz Chaim called him back. He said to him, he said, you must know when Mashiach comes, he's not going to leave behind one Jew. Ah, how are you going to go find all the Jews? Don't worry, the Germans will find them. The Germans will conquer the world and they'll bring every Jew back. Simple. Not the Germans, the Chinese. The Chinese already conquered most of the world. They control Israel today, you know that? The Chinese own Tnuva. Chinese own Tnuva. That means they control the country. They can stop the food supply whenever they want. No? They now own the Haifa port. Chinese company runs Haifa's port. But they own Tnuva. The British company that bought the majority share of Tnuva is Chinese. It's a Chinese government company. The government knows. How long do you think it'll take for the Chinese to wake us up? You think the Germans were cruel? The Germans were a little tatterless compared to the Chinese. How long do you think it'll take the Chinese to go find every Jew and wake him up if that's what Hashem gives them a mission to do? If the Arabs don't wake us up, then Hashem will find someone to wake us up. Even the most assimilated Jew, far, far away, he's going to come back. He'll be shechted on the Mizbeach. Even though he knows nothing about his Jewishness, we are there, klum, klum, klum. He doesn't even know why he's dying. You don't understand why his German family is doing this to him. He's shechted like a behemoth. That's a korban lifnei Hashem. The kaddish is Hashem b'moise l'mois b'glal sh'yusi yudi u'l'akra kodosh. He died because he's Jewish. This Yid who was assimilated, he died because he was Jewish. He's a Kodesh. The Malach calls out, Avram, Avram. And he says, here I am, hineini. Don't send out your hand to the youth. Don't touch it, don't do anything. What's the kefal loshen? I'll teach my yod, tell him now. And don't do anything to him. Well, what else was he going to do? Beat him to death with a stone? Don't shecht him, understood? You brought him out to shecht him. He told me, don't shecht him, I got it. What's the double loss? As Chazal Darshan, I'll teach lach el yodcha el anar, va al taas lo mume, bo eifen abo. Ve yeymer, I'll teach lach yodcha, ve sakin heichen hayo. I'll teach lach yodcha. Where was the knife? Noshu Sholosh Damois Mivalach Esharis Vishichas Hasakin. What, three drops of tears came down from Malach Esharis and what's Shichas Hasakin? What's from Shichas? Destroyed? Mashchit from Noshu Shichas. Destroyed the knife. Al Tishlach Yad Kelanar Amalo Eitzi Mimenu Tipas Dam. Let me just take a little bit of blood, tough as dam, you know. I can't shecht him, a little bit. Al taas lo moma, al taas lo moma. Don't do anything, don't touch him. Midrash and precious Robert, could that ever look very interesting? Don't shecht him, take away the knife. Yeah, but just one little snip. No, don't do anything to him. Medivre chazal eilu, midvaya ki Avram v'yitzak avinu osu hachanot gedoyles likras maisa keda. We can understand the hachana that went into this Maisa Kedah that Avraham and Yitzhak did. HaTorah Ma'aricha b'kol prat v'prat shel hachnoisov shel Avraham Avinu. V'yach Moshe's chamorei v'yivakat zoilo. The whole Akedah is describing the hachana, the incredible hachana Avraham Avinu did to come to the Akedah. He got up, he bound the donkey, he took the wood. HaSotan Nisa b'kol koichen limnoi me'em esa yecholet l'Aram Maria. The Sotan, we know, threw everything he had to stop them going. But my mad nefesh, he made floods, they couldn't get through the rivers of the Mesiras Nefesh, tzadu lekras Akeda. They eventually got to the Akeda, and mamash like climbing Mount Everest. L'chein l'achash ha'omer lo ha'malach, ki lo yishlach yodoy al anar, after the malach said, don't touch him. Hayav Ravino mitzar, Ravino was very upset. What do you mean? Shema nimtza psul b'korban? Maybe Hashem found something wrong with the korban, yeah? Ulay she's a psul? Shema lo hachin esatz mikaroi, maybe I didn't prepare myself properly. Ulachen rotzal korporim lakri v'zir, tzav hini maat, let me makrim him a little bit, at least to know that it was a valid korban. Lo hitzi mimenu tipas dam, ha'makolosh b'o chumana zois mimenu kifi sheva lahalan, as we'll explain, that's Hashem tomorrow. Why not even that Hashem allowed him to do? But ultimately, we don't forget what we're trying to understand. We're trying to understand what is this sugya of Yisurim all about. Why is the Yisurim, and how are we supposed to makabel Yisurim ba'ava? Somebody says something to do with all of that.
You'll find this in this spiritual DNA.
Spiritual DNA. 10:15, right? I'm sure you were all up last night.
Tracers.
All but shut.